Now, an update on a housing story we've been following since March. Lynn Alexis is a single mother who was homeless when she came to live at Gracious Hands, a program in Northwest Charlotte that helps women get back on track and into permanent housing.
I think being here has helped me grow in a lot of ways.
Alexis recently started a new chapter, moving out of the home and out of Charlotte. But now the program that helped her may find itself homeless. WFAE's David Borax has another report in our Finding Home series.
Lynn Alexis came to Charlotte last fall after a spat with her family in Pennsylvania prompted her to leave home with her 5-year-old daughter, Iori. She was living out of her car before she moved to Gracious Hands. In 8 months at the transitional home, she got her nursing assistant certification, found work as a CNA, and began saving money. Then in August, she packed up and moved to Texas.
She got a call from a cousin that the auntie wasn't going to live much longer, and they wanted her to come and take care of the auntie.
That's Sonja Chisholm, who runs Gracious Hands. We weren't able to speak with Lynn, and Chisholm says she hasn't heard from her since she left, but Chisholm isn't concerned.
She left on a very good note, very energetic, and she saved $2,200. She did get a CNA. I'm sure that she'll reach out at some point in time, but I'm not worried about it because Lynn is a natural butterfly. She's going to be all right. With that smile and that personality, Lynn will be just fine.
Gracious Hands houses 5 women and their children. Chisholm helps the women find jobs, improve life skills, and fix past credit and housing problems. Chisholm says Lynn told her it made a difference.
Before she left, she said, "Miss Sonja, I'm stronger now in my being than I've ever been in my life." She said, "I have so much confidence, and I know I can do things now."
Stories like Lynn's are why Chisholm started Gracious Hands 3 years ago. But now the program's future is uncertain. This summer, the landlord decided not to renew the lease, saying she, quote, has other plans for the property. Chisholm says the notice came after a series of disagreements over code violations, including sewage problems. The lease ended August 31st, but Chisholm is hoping to buy some time to look for a new house.
I have to be the advocate. I cannot allow these women to go back out on the streets. I'm looking every day.
Chisholm says she sent a rent check for September, but the landlord returned it. The property management company says an eviction notice is coming soon. So Chisholm is fighting. So is the board president of Gracious Hands, Basil Foster.
We're trying to get them, you know, into housing and employment and all those great things. And here we are providing it, and now we're getting evicted out because of something that's out of our control.
There are obstacles to finding a new home. A group home like Gracious Hands may need an exception to city zoning rules that limit group homes. And Chisholm says many landlords won't rent to a program like hers. She'd prefer to buy so she doesn't have to deal with a landlord, but then there's the matter of price.
We're looking, we're wanting to purchase, but everything is so expensive, and I'm like, oh, wow.
A fundraiser in August brought in about $21,000 to help with a down payment. That was about half what Chisholm hoped to raise, but she's trying to be optimistic. So is Foster.
Yes, we have to be, because, you know, if we can't secure housing, our hands are tied. So we really need someone who has a house willing to rent to us so we can keep moving forward. But the clock is ticking.
Foster says he hopes the landlord will give Gracious Hands enough time to find a new home. He says it wouldn't be a good thing to make these women homeless again. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.